Now, as the beloved Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us, we ask our beloved I Am Presence to bless him, enfolding him in all the love of our life streams. We ask our mighty I Am Presence to make us feel our oneness with his own heart's flame, and then do through us and pour forth around us whatever will give him the greatest obedience in our outer selves, so there can go forth that which he alone can do through those who give him recognition. Beloved ones of my heart, I wish to bring to your attention this hour and for your use more of the power from our Ascended Master Octave that you do require in this world, that the world itself requires, and they can do for you, which only the power of the angelic host can do. You have been giving recognition to the Master Flame. This moment, I ask you to give recognition to the Master Power of the entire angelic host to come into this world and blaze whatever sacred fire, power, and presence into this world compels the purification which must come. Now, when we offer you the power of the angelic host, that is from not only the ascended beings, but the power of the sacred fire of the angelic host means all the power that has been used through aeons of time by those great beings who are angels but who have never yet embodied in human form. There are uncountable legions of the angels of the sacred fire created by the cosmic beings to render that service in the use of the sacred fire, which is concerned with the creation of a planet or a system of worlds. There are uncountable legions of the sacred fire of the angelic host. And when I ask you to call forth the master power of all the angelic host, it includes all who are ascended and the cosmic beings' power that the angelic host wield, who as yet have never been in physical embodiment. Therefore, they are the master presence of such purity, such love, and such power of the sacred fire that the human intellect cannot comprehend it until you see it in action, or you feel it enfold you and make you realize the presence which it is. This world and mankind upon it has been the focus of tremendous energy drawn here for manifestation, some through the powers of nature, some through the beings who direct the powers of nature, some through mankind, some through the atmosphere of Earth. Some energy that's poured forth into this world is the great cosmic light rays, the cosmic rays that have been made permanent to the Earth in their blessing to purify and stabilize the flow of life in this world. There are the natural rays that have been made permanent to this world. There are the cosmic rays that have poured and are pouring certain currents of the sacred fire and the great cosmic electronic force from the physical sun and the great central sun into outer world physical conditions for the manifestation of perfection, and not for the mankind's misuse of the energy of life. And since the pressure of the energy mankind has misused and qualified with destruction is reaching the bursting point at certain points on the surface of the earth, we wish to draw in through and around you as much as possible the greater release of the power of the angelic host to hold control of certain manifestations that you can contact and that you need to draw into outer physical conditions to help you master the destructive forces that are here, generated by mankind. When you begin to call forth the master powers of life, the master flames, the master qualities, the master powers of consciousness, you need always to recognize that those special activities of life from the ascended master's octave are always the flow of certain powers of the sacred fire. All the sacred fire is consciously directed by intelligent beings, whether they be ascended or those originally created, to use that power in a system of worlds to bring forth the manifestation of perfection here. As you give this recognition, you can have drawn in and around you by our concentration through your calls of certain activities of the sacred fire from our octave that are an enfolding power of protection, because the sacred fire is the only master presence of mankind's human creation here. The sacred fire is the activity of the cosmic life from the great central sun that is provided to create, hold, sustain, keep in action, and controlled the manifestations of systems of worlds. Therefore, you, being an individual system of worlds within yourselves, must come under that same law as the planetary systems. I want you to begin to feel, by your own conscious call, the greater power that we want to pour in and around you to help you do what service you're rendering in the physical world with greater ease and comfort, with less strain, and with protection and victory always. You must have power in and around yourselves, beloved ones, to both survive and to accomplish that which you're trying to do in the physical world, to fulfill the divine plan. You must have the power of the sacred fire if you're going to master manifestation in this world that is distorted. So when you begin to call forth the angelic hosts, master power of the violet consuming flame, you will find it is the concentration and condensation of certain activities of the violet consuming flame, which we hold in the atmosphere of Earth and which governs the system itself. You can just as well have an individualized stream of that to flow in and around you to sustain certain activities wherein you need more power. And the power you need is the violet consuming flame's control of manifestation. That blessed violet consuming flame has so many blessings within it. It has so many activities that produce only perfection. But we want you, by your own use of the master power of the violet consuming flame's control of manifestation, to experiment with this, use it to accomplish what you wish to do in the physical world, fill yourselves with it so you feel the power of its mastery. And you must feel it before it can act in the outer to control conditions that surround you. There are many reasons why I'm asking for this moment, because this, if you call it in and around yourselves as the all-controlling sun presence of the violet consuming flames force that rules manifestation, it can be for you a world of your own individual protection. So the master power of the violet consuming flames, protecting presence, can be drawn in and around you by your own conscious call, by your demand for its concentration, and by the angels, the cosmic angels of the violet consuming flames, power of love, that enfolding you in itself disconnects you from the pressure and the substance that mankind has qualified with hatred, discord, and impurity. So, I would deeply appreciate your calling forth the master power of the violet consuming flame, which the cosmic angels of its presence concentrate into physical conditions to hold greater control over disturbing elements. This is just as if you wielded a searchlight and you sent it anywhere that you wanted to observe things that you wanted to use. As you call forth the cosmic angels of a violet flame, master power into any physical condition to produce the violet consuming flame's perfection there, demand that it be established as an eternal manifestation in and around yourselves or in conditions with which you are concerned. Whatever you call forth the eternal manifestations of the violet consuming flames, master power to control the physical manifested universe. This, if you already had a momentum this around you, would control the storm, would control the waves, would control the wind, and would control many physical conditions around you in which you move every day and do not realize how much they impose their discord upon you. This has many, almost infinite blessings that are the most practical thing you can ever use of life's powers, the most practical powers of life that you can use to control physical conditions in which you move and must live. You have the sinister force, mass accumulation of discord, trying to rule this, that, and the other thing, and trying to bring forth more and more destruction. Directed by human beings. We want to train you to direct the master power and the master powers of the angels of the violet consuming flames, almighty miracle manifestations into the world around you, to fill your world with that which the outer world cannot give you. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Now, if you cared to demand that everything in your being and world be filled with now the miracle manifestations of the violet consuming flames, master power that hold in and around you the gifts and the activities and the blessings are the violet flame angels. Some of those are ascended beings, some are not. But if you will demand that your world be peopled with those beings of the violet consuming flame who are the master control of manifestation in this world, wherever they go, they will control the manifestation in which you move. They are masters of it by the sacred fire. Now, I'm not intruding into the mighty Saint Germain's domain by any means, but we all are in the realm of the violet consuming flame, and we all direct it because of its miracle cosmic action to control manifestation. If you will demand that your world manifest as a violet flaming sun presence of the master control, the ascended master sacred fire control of manifestation, my dear ones, you have no idea. If you will call this into action, call the angels of the violet flame to be the master control around your automobiles, around everybody and everything you contact, around everything in which you must move. You will find the sinister force cannot connect with you or produce the conditions that either become your problems or sometimes your destruction. And there is nothing you need more right now than the continual, ever-expanding protection of the sacred fire, of which the violet consuming flame is one activity. And if I were you, moving as you have to in the outer world, among discordant conditions that are produced by other individuals, you do not necessarily need to contact those conditions. If your own world is insulated in the master presence of the violet consuming flames, invincible control of manifestation by the violet flame angels, sacred fire love. If I were you, I would charge every automobile that you have, every means of conveyance, If you're on an airplane, if you're in a train, if you're moving in automobiles or buses, anywhere, anything that you're doing in motion in the physical world, get in the habit of demanding the violet flame angels, master power and master presence of eternal control of that manifestation. Then that can never affect you discordantly. But if you do not sustain it, call for it as eternal control, you might control it one day if your attention is off of it, and you're not keeping the attention on the presence or the violet flame. The next day, if you're unaware of this enfolding violet flame master power, or you become irritated, you can again connect to destructive forces. But if you make this a habit of feeling and seeing, moving within and using the master power of the violet consuming flames, control of all manifestation, your very awareness of that and your love to the angels of the violet flame can be for you an invincible protection until you stand ascended and free. That can be your world of experience. It can be your world's control of other manifestations in this world. It can be your world's control of things that affect you. I'm trying to get this into your consciousness today so that you feel you live within a sun presence of the master power of the violet flame love, which the hearts of the violet flame angels can concentrate in and around you, and that controls conditions many times of which you're totally unaware. If you were to call this forth also, and I feel sure you all will, to fill yourselves with the master power of the violet consuming flames, love from the healing angels who use it for healing. Fill yourselves with it and command it to do its perfect work by not only your own mighty I Am presence, but their love. They exist just to give their love through using the violet consuming flame. It is their love that controls the manifestations of the physical world. It is their love that enfolds the plant life and repels discordant conditions that otherwise would destroy it. Their love can just as well enfold you. Now, this is not to teach you to lean on anybody or anything but your presence. But your beloved I Am presence, after you've called to it, under the mighty Saint Germain, they have ways and means of fulfilling your calls. And the violet flame angels are those blessed beings who produce the manifestation that does fulfill your call, that fulfills the command of the mighty Saint Germain, or the command of your presence, or the command of any ascended being. So learn to call forth the master power of the cosmic violet flame angels' love in and around you, and see for yourselves whether they're real or not. See whether they can make you feel their presence. See whether they can control conditions. And if you ask to see that, if you ask to see the fulfillment of your calls, One day, and sometimes when you least expect it, the atmosphere of Earth will part, and you will see them face to face doing the very thing that fulfills your call. I want you to have that. Thank you. Now, there's one more thing. Do you know under the action of the cosmic law that when an unascended being calls to an angel of the violet consuming flame to purify a condition or control it so destructive forces cannot act, do you know the cosmic law is such that they have to fulfill your call? They cannot refuse. Therefore, you have an absolute certainty of their assistance to you, and one day you can have the joyous experience of seeing them stand beside you and control manifestations that otherwise might destroy you. So, beloved ones, I want you to become acquainted with the cosmic violet flame angels, master power of the love that rules, molds, sustains, and eternally controls the manifested universe. And these are a mighty powerhouse of the violet consuming flames, limitless gifts and love to life and limitless power of victory. You can't possibly fail if you become aware of their presence. And just for your own satisfaction, if you will take something that you use every day and ask your beloved I Am presence, the mighty Saint Germain, or even myself, to charge that with the eternal memory to call the violet flame angel's love and the power, the master power of the violet consuming flame in and around you sometime each day. If you care to take something and use it as a reminder to give this acknowledgement, something that you have to use every day, then you get so that when you see that, you will remember to give acknowledgement to that flame until it comes to the time when you can see it around yourselves. This is just a thought to help you remember, because the outer world's constant pull upon you continually makes you forget. And if you do happen to have a habit of forgetting, let us do this. Charge your feeling and your mind, the brain structure, with the master power of the sacred fires, immortal purity that always lets your higher mental body make you remember that which will help you and bless you. You know, it's just as important to charge yourselves with the ascended master's consciousness of eternal divine memory and the consciousness that makes you forget what you should forget. Remember what you should remember. So this use of the violet consuming flame's master power of the control of manifestation will, I'm sure, bring you very great joy. Just acknowledge it. Ask your beloved I Am presence And the mighty Saint Germain to fill you with it as they use it. Then call the cosmic angels are the violet-consuming flame's master power to blaze in and around you and keep on blazing. Their hearts love of the control of all manifestation. Their hearts master power of violet-consuming flame's immortal protection around you and around everything you use, around everybody you contact, until you become so blazing with the concentration of that power that that which is of discord cannot come near you. Therefore, you are increasing your protection as you render service in the outer world that sometimes will hold your attention and use your energy while you're busy doing something, and yet the violet consuming flame, master power that you have gathered as a momentum, stands ever your guard, and the angelic host abide with you until your service is rendered. You only need to try it a few times. When you start out in your day's activities, or you go to sleep at night, or sometimes in the midst of something else, just ask a sun presence of the master power of the violet flame love from the cosmic angels flow in and around you and be established there permanently. Just try it. You don't need to ask for any particular thing. Just ask that it be established as a sun presence around you and become eternally at one with your life stream, forever expands, but is the controlling master power by the violet consuming flame's love that rules manifestation. This is what you want. If you are going to prevent the destructive activities of physical conditions in the physical world, and if you should care to call forth the cosmic legions of the violet consuming flames, great angelic host of such master power, such concentration, that violet consuming flame, as shall make the earth tremble. You can have that drawn around you to make everything obey the love that is its master. And that can be done. It has been done. And sometimes it's necessary to do it in order to shake mankind awake to the place where it forces destructive forces to be seized and bound to prevent the evil they intend. If I were you, I would ask this nation be filled. With the master power of the violet consuming flames. Terrific sacred fire control of all manifestation within your land. And then call the limitless cosmic legions of the angels of the violet flame to come in and be the rulers and the controllers of all action in the physical world within your nation. And you will never have cause to regret it. Never. I'm giving you something that you can use, you need, and that is absolutely infallible in its control of conditions of the outer world as they exist today. Thank you so much, precious ones. So now when you think that beloved violet consuming flame, send your love always to the cosmic legions of the cosmic angels who are the cosmic guard of this planet and the manifestations upon it, and ask that their master power of their love enfold you in whatever intensity of that violet consuming flame they know will control conditions in which you move and prevent anything else touching you. So I come to help you establish this, and I shall be ready to assist in any way I can if you will remember to do it, if you call it into action, if you command it to be sustained, and if you remember to send those cosmic beings, those blessed angels, your love to enable them to fulfill the great divine plan. So I enfold you in the master power of the violet consuming flame's love, which the cosmic angels direct to control manifestation everywhere about you, to enfold you in their victory, and to keep you from feeling the disturbance and the distress in the outer world. So may you dwell within the peace of their hearts, in the love of their power, and in the victory of their sacred fire presence, and call them into the lower physical atmosphere of Earth to render that service which they alone can give, which the world needs, and which brings the victorious control of outer world conditions everywhere at your command. And we shall never be found wanting. So I offer you more protection, that you may help to control the physical conditions in this world to prevent the discord that otherwise will manifest. So with my own heart's flame of the love for that violet consuming flame, I offer you its master presence to enfold you, to protect you, to illumine you, to make you victorious, to ever abide with you as an eternal part of your own life's flame, and the outer self be held within its glorifying, victorious power forever. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Archangel Michael, and all the cosmic angels of the violet consuming flame's immortal love, accept our hearts' love, gratitude, and unconditional obedience from this hour, and make us one with that sacred fire's mastery and control of physical manifestations forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such love from the heart flames of the cosmic angels of the violet consuming flame, that it takes its dominion everywhere and controls all wherever we abide, and we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with every cosmic concentration of that blessed violet consuming flame's love controls everything wherever we abide, and we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Archangel Michael. Thank you, great cosmic angels of the violet consuming flame, for the love that is so great, it controls all manifestation everywhere. Clothe us in the sun presence of its master power. Wherever we move, make it our home until we abide in the ascended master's octave for eternity. And we thank thee. to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamars, the seven mighty Johns, the seven great archangels, and the blessed gods of the mountains, we ask you to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress, enough of the master power, the master flame. Oh, the violet flame love from the hearts of the violet flame angels in cosmic power, move us forward its blazing victory and expand its power without limit for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended host, especially to our beloved Archangel Michael, to beloved Saint Germain for telling us of the violet consuming flame, and to the great cosmic angels of the violet consuming flame's love, the master power of all manifestation. Asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with whatever they know enfolds us in the world of enough violet consuming flame to control all manifestations wherever we abide, establish it around us for eternity as an eternal part of our life streams. Let it take its dominion, but set it into action now to control physical forces wherever we abide and forever prevent all wrong. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light, for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the manifestations of the master power of the violet flame love from the hearts of the violet flame angels. And may they blaze everywhere and be seen by all until their reality is loved and obeyed for eternity. And we thank you. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the fullness of its illumining cosmic Christ victory blaze everywhere and forever possess and rule all.